It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis offered a cautiously optimistic outlook regarding COVID-19 in an update Tuesday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The governor wishes the state had a more reliable supply of vaccines, but he's hopeful those over 70 can get vaccinated by the end of February. He says other COVID-19 metrics like transmission and hospitalizations are headed in the right direction, but he urges continued caution.
We really can't let up now. We're here in mile 23 of the marathon, and we just have to make sure to finish it strong and be cautious and careful in the final mile.
The governor envisions tweaking the state's color-coded dial once those 70-plus get vaccinated and eventually winding it down in late spring or summer if the positive trends hold. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
CU Boulder's Health Center has COVID-19 vaccines for staff and faculty, but not for many. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
The state's largest university is currently focused on administering the vaccine to first responders and elderly Coloradans. However, like most of the country, vaccination rate remains low, due in part to a lack of supplies. CU Vice Chancellor Jennifer McDuffie says CU hasn't received many doses.
We have received 300 vaccines to date. They have not all come at one time. We are in the process of distributing 100 of those vaccines this week.
On-campus classes resume next month, but it's unclear when in-person faculty and staff will be eligible for vaccination. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Some state lawmakers want school districts to skip standardized tests this spring, and some superintendents are joining them. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A proposed bill would direct the State Department of Education to request a federal waiver from administering the tests. State Senator Rachel Zenzinger, one of the bill's sponsors, has concerns about how students learning remotely would take the tests, adding to students' stress and...
I really don't think it's going to be an accurate, reliable sampling of data.
Some education groups say the test would give school officials a better idea of how education was affected during the pandemic. The Biden administration hasn't announced yet whether it will grant states testing waivers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.